If you have drawn this sigil, right now you are isolating yourself and either telling yourself that you aren't or are telling yourself that you need to go it alone when you don't. You probably have all kinds of very understandable reasons why you are isolating. People don't isolate for no reason, but this isolation is not benefiting you and it is making the situation at hand impossible. You might be not asking for help, not accepting help, not communicating with others, not including others in your decisions, feeling you need to do things on your own and avoiding people. No matter what the case may be, the situation at hand cannot be solved if you continue doing this. Ask yourself honestly, how and why am I isolating? There is a common belief that people hold that happiness and love should come from within and should never be dependent on what anyone else does or does not do. It tells you that your well-being is not anyone else's responsibility. It's your responsibility. It tells you that every person needs to look after himself or herself, and that we need to learn to distance ourselves emotionally from others so that we can remain undisturbed by other people. This modality teaches us that if we can't keep an even keel, remain emotionally detached, and be completely independently happy, something is wrong with us and we are enmeshed with others or codependent. All forms of dependency are seen as deficiency. The need for other people is seen as an addiction to other people. Following this belief, one begins to build a model of the world that is lonely and separated. When it seems like the message that the universe is giving you is that you can only rely on yourself and that you cannot have your needs met by others, remind yourself that this is not the universe's message or intention. It is simply the reflection of the fear and early life experience that you are alone and that your needs cannot be met by others, that the weight of the world is on your shoulders alone. It is simply the reflection of your resistance to yourself, your resistance to the truth of how you feel, and your self-distrust. The reality is that you belong to a group species. Connection is a more important human need than even food. Otherwise, people who lose loved ones would not enter periods of grief where they feel no need for food. Loss of connection would not so often make people fail to thrive. We live in an interdependent universe where everything in existence is inextricably linked. But we have projected forth into the physical dimension where our individual perspectives are creating our little subjective realities. We are all dependent on other things. We are not self-sufficient. We depend on the food we eat. We are dependent on the air we breathe. And we are dependent on one another. We need one another. There is nothing wrong with this. If you have drawn this sigil, you have to stop isolating yourself. Involve other people in you and in the situation at hand. Instead of looking at the world in ways that isolate you, such as how people don't understand you and how you are different from them, look at the world in ways that connect you, such as how people do understand you, and the ways in which you are the same as others.